This is exciting news. Revolut and OpenReserve have each received preliminary approval from the OCC to form national banks in the U.S.
And that's a major milestone. It moves them closer to operating under one of the most regulated and trusted banking frameworks in the country, with both planning to emphasize cryptocurrency and stablecoin services.
It really feels like the line between traditional banking and digital asset finance is getting thinner.
But there's an important caveat: preliminary approval is not a full banking charter.
Right, it lets them keep the application process moving, but they can't immediately open branches, accept deposits in the traditional sense, or launch every planned service.
Before a national bank charter is granted, each company has to meet strict requirements around capitalization, governance, risk management, compliance, and operational readiness.
So the OCC is still going to be closely evaluating whether these proposed banks can protect customers, meet regulatory expectations, and operate safely within the U.S. financial system.
That's where the serious part comes in. The most significant aspect of these approvals, though, is the crypto and stablecoin focus.
Exactly. Revolut is a global neobank with a large consumer base and a U.S. national bank structure could let it offer payments, banking, and potentially digital asset services under one regulated entity.
That could strengthen its credibility in the U.S. market and support its position as a modern alternative to traditional banks.
OpenReserve is taking a different path.
It has been more closely associated with blockchain infrastructure and stablecoin-related financial services.
Its move toward national banking makes it a direct example of a digital asset-focused company trying to become a bank itself, rather than simply building on top of existing banks.
That distinction matters because it reflects a model in which crypto-oriented firms seek to operate inside the traditional banking system.
And stablecoins are central to that convergence, because they're generally designed to maintain a relatively stable value. Often pegged to a fiat currency, they can feel more familiar to mainstream users than volatile cryptocurrencies.
They can be used for payments, settlement, treasury management, and cross-border transfers without the same price uncertainty associated with many other digital assets.
If Revolut and OpenReserve integrate stablecoin services into their U.S. banking operations, customers may be able to access fiat and digital asset services within one platform instead of moving between a bank app and a separate crypto wallet.
For consumers, the main potential benefit is broader access.
A regulated U.S. national bank with crypto and stablecoin capabilities could offer account services, card products, payments, investment features, and digital asset functionality, depending on the approvals ultimately granted.
The move could also intensify competition.
Traditional banks may feel pressure to accelerate their own digital asset strategies, while standalone crypto platforms may face new competition from consumer-friendly banks that also provide access to digital assets.
That could lead to a more crowded market, but it may also push the industry toward higher standards of service, transparency, and customer experience.
When more firms operate under banking oversight, there's usually stronger pressure to build trust, manage risk, and protect user funds.
Regulation remains the biggest test. U.S. banks are expected to maintain sound governance, manage risk effectively, prevent money laundering, protect customer data, and support financial stability.
Adding crypto and stablecoin services increases the complexity of those obligations.
Regulators are likely to focus closely on how customer funds are held and protected, whether stablecoin reserves are adequately managed, how digital asset transactions are monitored for compliance, whether the bank has sufficient capital and systems to handle new risks, and how consumer disclosures and protections will be handled.
Those regulatory issues may be decisive in determining whether preliminary approvals become full charters.
A company can have a strong product roadmap and a large user base, but it still must demonstrate that it can operate safely and responsibly as a bank.
The central takeaway is that crypto-related financial services are becoming part of the core U.S. banking conversation.
The fact that both a consumer-facing digital bank and a more infrastructure-focused digital asset company are pursuing national bank approval shows that the industry is maturing.
Revolut and Open Reserve are taking different paths, but both are positioning themselves at the intersection of banking and digital assets.
If they succeed, they could help shape the next generation of financial products in a market where consumers increasingly expect faster, more global, and more adaptable money services.
The real test won't be how ambitious the plans are, but how well the companies can execute within the rules.